as John mentioned, Tony O'Donoghue, our soccer correspondent, is on the line now. Tony, John Foley, a man certainly very experienced in sports administration and indeed in the FAI, he was all set to take up the job this morning. And
he
now
was due to speak to the staff this morning at 10 o'clock at FAI headquarters in Abbottstown. But due to developments over the weekend, he's decided he can no longer take up his role. You can't say he stepped down from a role he didn't really step into, although he has been working with the association quite closely over the last number of days and weeks. And I think he felt as the role was due to begin today, but over the weekend there was certainly, as he would put it, pushback. I met him this morning. He's very disappointed. He expected to address staff about all the issues. I mean, the association has been, you know, embroiled in controversy since news of that €100,000 loan given to the association by its then CEO John Delaney emerged in March, and since then a whole raft of issues around corporate governance have been circulating around the association. He said he was very pleased to bring his experience in business and sport to the association during the period while a permanent CEO was recruited. Noel Mooney, who was on secondment from UEFA, just finished this weekend his 6 month stint at the FAI. He finished in Bucharest at the draw for Euro 2020, which Ireland may or may not still be a part of. We are hosting several games in the event. But
oh, Tony. We seem to have lost Tony. Are you hearing me, Tony? Oh, it's the disease.
Hello,
that
Sean.
Afflicted Morning Ireland earlier. You're back, Tony.
Yes, yeah. Can you hear me? Sorry about that.
There was a little drop out there, yeah.
Yes, I am. Sorry. John Foley believes that the real need for leadership in the association at the moment is crucial. Staff don't know if there are going to be job cuts or what the future of the association is. It is a challenging time, and he believes the most critical issues at the moment will be organisational change and financial stability. So I think it is a blow for the association, and just a short time ago, the board of the FAI reacted to this news. They say, with great regret, John Foley's decision not to accept the role of interim CEO. Throughout our dealings, his suitability for the role was beyond question, and the level of professionalism and clarity he could bring to the association would have been invaluable.
So
Tony, his experience and influence will be especially missed by our staff, who would have benefited greatly from his arrival, and they say the board of the FAI will meet to discuss next steps.
So this, if that was,
obviously,
if
took
that
them
was the,
a little unawares as well.
If that was the ringing endorsement, Tony, where was the pushback coming from? Because we know, for instance, that he was very much favoured by John Tracy and Kieran Mulvey in Sport Ireland.
Yes, but Minister for Sport Shane Ross has consistently called for complete regime change at the FAI. He was, for example, against Noel Mooney extending his period of secondment from UEFA. He's also been very clear he's objected to the re-election of FAI President Donal Conway, which happened in the summer. He's been a member of the FAI board since 2004. And even though the appointment of John Foley was intended as an attempt to build bridges with the government, I think there's a sense that in government circles, certainly, that there was pushback. There was a feeling that John Foley may have been too close to John Delaney, perhaps. He had been appointed to the National Executive of Irish of the League of Ireland in 2007, nominated as an independent director at the time by John Delaney. They both have Waterford connections. And as I say, he'd been known to be well regarded by John Tracy, the CEO of Sport Ireland, and indeed its chairman, Kieran Mulvey. So perhaps it was from government circles that the pushback came, although they don't mention that. They talk about all the other stakeholders and how important key stakeholders are. You know, the fact
I think you're telling me, Tony, I think you're really telling me that Shane Ross didn't want John Foley.
Well, you'll have to ask Shane Ross that, and I'm sure he may come out later on today with a statement in that regard. But I'm sure everyone expected John Foley to be appointed today. Shane Ross would have been aware of that, certainly up to the weekend. And I know that John Foley met even last night with FAI officials from 9:30 when some of them, including Donal Conway, returned from Bucharest, and he was with them until after midnight. But I think he's decided after weighing up the situation not to go ahead with his appointment.
Yeah, so it goes on. Stuart Gilhooly is on the line, solicitor for the Professional Footballers Association of Ireland. Stuart, what do you make of this? I think it's a very surprising development.
It certainly is. I literally have only just heard the news myself, and It's certainly a very surprising development. I think we were all expecting John Foley to start today, and everything we were told had told us that he was going to be in place, although strangely there had never been an announcement, I think, that he'd been, that he was going to take over. I don't believe the FAI had ever announced his position was coming on. So I suppose we first we've heard about the announcement of his position is that he's not taking it, which is very strange. I don't know what's going on. I mean, certainly I'm not aware of any stakeholders that have expressed any opposition to him. Nobody certainly has done so publicly that I'm aware of. And I don't think Shane Ross has said anything publicly. So it's quite frankly shambolic, I suppose, really, isn't it? I mean, that's where we now are in a situation where we have told the previous interim CEO that we don't want him anymore, and they've sent him back to UEFA, despite the fact he'd done a pretty good job in a very, very difficult situation. And now we had brought somebody else new in, and it doesn't appear as though he wants it. So it's a complete and utter shambles.
It would appear that, the sense of it is that the government were objecting to this, or sources in government. It would appear that the FAI and Sport Ireland hadn't got all their ducks in line, as it were.
Certainly would appear that way. I suppose it may not have been helpful that that the key management were away last week at UEFA, although there's nothing they could do about that. But I suppose given the transition that was going to take place, it might have been better if they were all around at that time. But, they obviously just didn't see this coming. I suppose John Foley didn't. I wonder, did he look more closely at the position in terms of the accounts, in terms of what was in the Ecclesia report, although we don't know what's in that, but I presume they've some idea. And I wonder, did he decide this is just too much hassle for me? Because, I think we know that what's in that Ecclesia report and what's in that account is going to be really, really disastrous. And I would think you're going to really struggle to get someone to come in, even on interim basis at this stage. Such is the mess that they're in.
Okay, we leave it there. My thanks to you, Stuart. Thank you indeed for joining us. Stuart Gilhooly, a spokesperson for the Professional Footballers Association of Ireland. Thanks as well to Tony. The key sentence there, I think, as Tony was telling us, ultimately Mr. Foley believes that support for his appointment across key stakeholders was not at the level required for him to succeed on delivering on the huge challenges to be faced in the coming months. More no doubt later in the programme on that developing story.